Here's the IDG Global IT News Update with the latest technology news from around the world.
Symantec will pay $695 million for Message Labs, a security vendor that offers a hosted spam and web traffic filtering service. Message Labs offers its services as a monthly subscription, with filtering performed in 14 data centers around the world. For Symantec, the acquisition of Message Labs gives it an alternative email security offering to Brightmail, the company's anti-spam and antivirus appliance. Google is extending its hosted email archiving service to hold messages for up to a decade. Google Message Discovery lets users search email archived from Microsoft's Exchange and IBM's Lotus Domino email systems. The longer archival comes at a higher price. Messages can be archived for 1 year for an annual fee of $25 per user, or for up to 10 years for an annual fee of $45. Google says the service is still cheap. It estimates companies would spend $200 per user per year for on-premises security and archiving software and hardware. A 20-year-old Tennessee man has been indicted for hacking into an email account of US vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin, according to court records. David C. Kernel was indicted Tuesday on a single charge of accessing a protected computer, which carries a maximum sentence of 5 years in prison and a fine of $250,000. Kernel is the son of Mike Kernel, a Democratic state representative from Memphis. Bloggers had fingered Kernel as a suspect after linking him to the online name Rubico, used by the hacker who claimed to have accessed Palin's Yahoo account. Rubico claimed to have accessed the account by using Yahoo's password reset feature and answering security questions with publicly available information. Oracle plans to buy Primavera Software, a maker of applications for Project Portfolio Management, or PPM. Oracle already had some PPM software, but with the Primavera acquisition, seems intent on making the product area a more strategic part of its range. The deal will also bring Oracle new customers. Primavera's software is used by 375 of the top 400 engineering companies and all five branches of the US military, the company said. And finally, there's some light in the economic gloom, with IBM saying net income for its third quarter is up 20%. The company will report final results for the quarter next week, but already says its profit outlook for the full year remains on track. And those are the top stories from the IDG Global IT News Update, brought to you by the IDG News Service. I'm Peter Sayre in Paris. Join us again later for more news from the world of technology.